Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, March the 8th, 2010. And as I mentioned above, I'm not sure if this is going to turn out to be a rant. I just know these are some thoughts that I think are really important to consider. You know, when it comes to spiritual beliefs, for lack of a better word, there are two extremes. First of all, one extreme is what I believe is the absolute truth. It's the pure word of God. It's rightly divided. It's without any error. And if you don't accept it or you believe differently than I do, well, then you're off the word. You're in error. You're wrong. You're teaching heresy. That's wrong doctrine. And if you don't change and accept what I believe is true, then I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'm going to shun and avoid because I'm standing on the true word of God. Okay, now that's one extreme. The other extreme is it doesn't really matter what people believe, as long as they believe something, because God just accepts everyone as they are and where they are. He looks at their heart, so as long as you're kind and a nice person, it really doesn't matter what you believe. And you know, for that group, one might say that it really doesn't matter what you call God. I mean, as long as you believe that there is a God, right? I mean, does it really matter that you recognize Him as God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, or not? All right, what about those in the Old Testament that worshiped Baal? Now, do you think that those people were religious? Oh, yeah, they were religious, religious and committed. Did they think that they were right? Well, of course they thought they were right. Do you think they went around thinking, I'm so wrong, this is so wrong of me to worship Baal? Do you think that they saw themselves as idolaters? No, but according to the Bible, they were not worshiping or recognizing the one true God. And in fact, the Bible does call it idolatry. I mean, what about sun worshipers? Does it really matter? You know, there are religions that teach that God cannot have a son, that it's impossible. But yet the Bible declares that Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son of God. And the Bible also says that Jesus Christ is the way. He who has the Son has life, and he who has not the Son has not life. And as long as we're thinking about it, what about the scribes and Pharisees in Jesus' day? Were they religious? Oh, they were religious, all right. Did they look spiritual and talk spiritual? Could they quote the scriptures? Yeah, but they wanted to kill Jesus Christ on a number of occasions, and eventually they were responsible for his execution. And yet they prided themselves on how spiritual they were, even claiming their religious association and heritage all the way back to Abraham. But if you remember in the Gospels, Jesus told them plainly, look, you want to kill me. Abraham wouldn't have done that. He was anticipating my day. So again, was it okay for them to reject God's Son and engineer his death? But they were convinced that they were right before God. So, between those two extremes, there are lots and lots of beliefs. And there are lots of people that end up finding a church that they like, you know, a place where they feel comfortable, where they pretty much agree with what's going on there. You know, it feels good, the people are nice, they're not teaching things that you don't believe, so people get comfortable. And another criteria that some people use is they feel good about the numbers. You know, people feel good about numbers of people. You know, how many people come to the church? Oh, really? Wow. How many were there last night? That, you know, people tend to feel more secure if the numbers are there. But far too many people enjoy being spoon-fed. Very few have real concerns about what does the Bible say? What does the Word of God really say and mean? And very few are willing to take the time to read the Bible for themselves. And very few would take the time to take a Bible class. A Bible class? What do you mean, sit through a class? And then take the time to rework the material after they take the class so that they understand what the Bible says instead of, well, that's what I learned in a class. I've heard people say that before. Oh, they tell you something and you go, really? And they go, yeah, that's what I learned in the class. Wouldn't it be better to say, yes, this is what I understand from the scriptures, and let me show it to you in the Bible? Now, there's a big difference between that. And then, of course, lots of people accept what they're taught where they attend because they assume that, hey, he ought to know. I mean, after all, he's the preacher. Well, they're right. He ought to know. But don't ever assume that it's accurate just because someone is teaching from the Bible. You know, I've said on many occasions, the things that I teach, don't just take my word for it. Go to the Bible and see it for yourself. You know, like in the book of Acts, the folks in Berea, it says that they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so or not. In other words, they checked it out in the scriptures. They weren't satisfied to just be spoon-fed. I mean, do we really consider the spiritual food we are eating and digesting? You know, there are a number of references in the Bible that compare God's word to physical food by way of an analogy. But how concerned are we about our spiritual food? You know, in the last 10 years or so, more and more and more people have become really concerned about their physical food. You know, how many calories? Does this have trans fat? Well, let me check the label. What's in this? Why? Why are people doing that? Because if you eat crappy food long enough, it's going to affect your body and your mind. But the same is true with your spiritual diet. You know, Jesus said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But most people are just, I don't know, too busy, too lazy to make the time, to spend the time in the Bible. They would rather be spoon-fed. And I'll just throw this out there. Perhaps the spiritual weakness among so many Christians might be attributed to the spiritual food they're eating and digesting. Just a thought. Okay, I'm trying for this not to be some kind of a rant, but I think some of these things are important to consider. You know, obviously, when someone is new to Christianity or the Bible, they need to get a foundation so that they can build upon that. But a lot of people never get that, and so they're just spoon-fed their whole lives. Okay, so what's the answer here? Well, as I said, I consider myself a student of the Bible. I'm continuing to learn and to grow. But something that I've said many times is that you, and me too, we have to always ask ourselves, why do I believe what I believe? What do I believe, and why? You see, there has to be a standard for truth. I mean, if not, then it really doesn't matter what anyone believes. And that would mean no one is right and everyone is right. I personally believe that the Bible, accurately understood, is the standard for truth. And as sort of an independent, non-denominational minister, I endeavor to try and understand the Bible to the best of my ability and then teach what I know to others in hopes that it will help them, that they'll gain some understanding, some insight. You know, I don't know it all, and neither do you, but we can keep learning, can't we? And that's why if you ever get to the point of closing yourself off from everybody else because only you or only your group is right and everyone else is headed to hell. I mean, even if you were right and knew all the truth there was to know, where's the love in that? Where's the compassion of reaching out and helping people? Believe what I believe or else you're damned. Oh, come on. There's some religious people out there that need to get off their egotistical high horse. The Bible says that it's the goodness of God that leads someone to repentance, not judgment and damnation. And on the other hand, to just go through life and it really doesn't matter what you believe. In fact, that was kind of my attitude at one time. I thought, okay, I believe there's a God, don't know anything about him, but I believe there's a God, and so I'm just going to live a good life, I'm going to do the best that I can, be nice to people, and just get on with my life. You know, a lot of people, they come up with their own little system. All right, this is what I want to do, and this is the right way to do it, and so it's right. You know, it comes down to either the Bible is true or it's not. Either it's the revealed word of God, his communication to mankind, or it's not. Well, I believe that it is, and I want to continue to learn and grow and help people. I also believe that the starting point is accepting Jesus Christ and believing he is who the Bible says he is, God's Son, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the Redeemer, Lord of all human beings, who gave his life for you and me, and whom God raised from the dead to die no more. Well, that's it for this podcast. Did you feel like it was a rant, or did some things make sense? Was this helpful? Do you have a comment? Love to hear your comments about this. Go ahead and type them in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, then you don't have to bookmark the site. You get notified personally every time I post something new. Doesn't cost you anything to be a subscriber either. And if you are, then you'll get total access to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. Details down below. You can check that out. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.